KQED.
Among the people impacted by the 7.1 magnitude earthquake in Mexico last week, exchange students from UC schools. Now, luckily, none of the 44 students were hurt. But instead, as Emily Green reports, many of them took it on themselves to raise money and buy aid for the earthquake victims.
Gemma Orena, an exchange student from UC Santa Cruz, says she felt helpless after the earthquake. So did two of her roommates.
We were seeing that there was like a lot of organizations raising money, but we wanted to do something like more, I guess, more proactive and like see something like more direct.
So they asked friends and family back home in California to donate money to their Venmo accounts, which they used to buy medical supplies, baby formula, and other aid. In all, the three UC students received $1,200. Most of it, they say, from Latinos living in California.
They wanted to see like their money being used like appropriately.
Jennifer Cebeda also goes to UC Santa Cruz and helped Llorena raise money. She says she thinks they had so much success because many Latinos are skeptical of giving to the Mexican government and also to established groups like the Red Cross, which have come under fire for how they spend donations.
And they knew that if they sent us money that we were going to be able to like provide them with like visuals. And a lot of people, they were like, thank you so much for like letting us send you money so that you can like buy this stuff there.
They weren't the only students. In all, UC exchange students in Mexico, who are coordinated by a central office, raised more than $9,000 for earthquake victims. Some students donated their own money. 20-year-old Jason Barajas was doing field research at an HIV/AIDS clinic when the earthquake hit. He says he felt anxious and depressed in the days after the quake.
When I get anxious, I get cold sores. So that's how I know, you know. And the city just felt really sad in general.
But the next day, he and his roommate went out and bought canned tuna, milk, and other food and supplies to donate. It made him feel better. Still, he says his mom wanted him to return home to Los Angeles. She was scared.
But, you know, I told her, like, I can't just leave. Yeah. I came here for a reason, and I'm not leaving.